Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, in The Longevity Paradox, How to Die Young at a Ripe Old Age, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, Maryland, builds upon the foundation set in his previous work, The Plant Paradox, to delve deeper into the secrets of long and healthy living. Released as the fourth book in the Plant Paradox series, it tackles the myths surrounding aging and longevity, and offers a new perspective on growing older without the burden of chronic diseases. Dr. Gundry, a renowned cardiologist and heart surgeon, brings together years of research and clinical experience to argue that the keys to a long, vibrant life lie in understanding the gut microbiome and making specific lifestyle and dietary choices. With a compelling mix of scientific insights, patient stories, and practical advice, this book promises to change how readers think about aging and health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the gut microbiome. Dr. Gundry places a significant emphasis on the role of the gut microbiome in overall health and its impact on aging. He explains how an imbalance in the gut bacteria can lead to a plethora of health issues, including autoimmune diseases, obesity, depression, and even heart disease, which can shorten one's lifespan. The book breaks down complex scientific concepts into understandable information, demonstrating how the food we eat affects our gut bacteria. Gundry argues that by nurturing a healthy gut microbiome through specific dietary choices, individuals can significantly improve their health and longevity. This involves adopting a diet rich in prebiotic and probiotic foods while avoiding substances harmful to gut health, thereby reducing inflammation and promoting a thriving ecosystem within the gut. Secondly, the myths of aging. Dr. Gundry debunks common myths about aging, presenting it not as an inevitable decline in physical and mental faculties, but as a process that can be significantly influenced by lifestyle choices. He challenges the notion that genetic predisposition is the sole determinant of how we age, arguing instead that epigenetic factors, driven largely by diet and environment, play a crucial role. Gundry provides scientific evidence to support the idea that cellular health is fundamental to aging, and that by adopting certain dietary and lifestyle habits, it's possible to turn off genes that promote aging and disease. This section encourages readers to rethink aging, seeing it not as a fixed trajectory, but as something flexible that can be positively altered. Thirdly, the Plant Paradox Program for Longevity. Building on the principles established in his previous work, Dr. Gundry outlines a detailed program designed to promote longevity through dietary and lifestyle changes. This includes consuming a diet high in polyphenols and other nutrients that support gut health and reduce inflammation, as well as incorporating intermittent fasting and adequate physical activity. Gundry provides practical guidelines for avoiding foods that trigger inflammation and choosing those that foster cellular and gut microbiome health. The program is designed to be adaptable, allowing individuals to tailor it to their needs and preferences while still adhering to the core principles of the Plant Paradox philosophy. Fourthly, key supplements for longevity. Recognizing that diet alone may not provide all necessary nutrients for optimal health and longevity, Dr. Gundry discusses the importance of supplementation. He offers a carefully selected list of supplements, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and probiotics that can aid in achieving and maintaining a healthy gut microbiome and supporting cellular health. Gundry provides evidence-based recommendations on how to choose high-quality supplements and how they can complement dietary efforts to delay aging and prevent chronic disease. The book emphasizes that, while supplements can play a critical role in health, they should not replace a well-rounded, nutrient-dense diet. Lastly, the role of exercise and sleep in aging. Dr. Gundry highlights the critical roles that physical activity and sleep play in promoting longevity and maintaining health as we age. He explains how exercise, particularly resistance training and cardio exercises, can improve mitochondrial function, increase muscle mass, and reduce the risk of chronic diseases associated with aging. Additionally, Gundry delves into the importance of quality sleep for cellular repair, cognitive function, and hormonal balance, providing practical tips for improving sleep hygiene. This section underscores the concept that longevity is not just about diet. It requires a holistic approach that includes physical activity and restorative sleep. In conclusion, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry's The Longevity Paradox is a compelling read for anyone interested in aging well and living a long, healthy life. Through a blend of scientific research, clinical anecdotes, and practical advice, Gundry presents a persuasive case that longevity is within our control. This book is particularly suited for individuals looking for actionable steps to improve their health, those curious about the link between diet, lifestyle, and aging, and readers of Dr. Gundry's previous works. By following the principles outlined in this book, readers can anticipate not just an increase in their lifespan, but an enhancement in their quality of life, proving that it's possible to die young at a ripe old age. For those willing to adopt a proactive approach to health and aging, the longevity paradox offers a roadmap to a longer, healthier, and happier life. If you would like to support Stephen R. Gundry, Maryland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.